In this week's Parsha, Parshat Vayishlach, something strange happens. There is a death which is reported, and a person is mourned, and that person we perhaps have never met before. Normally, a death would be reported of somebody whose life is one of significance. I mean, during biblical times, who knows how many people lived, but how many of the deaths are mentioned? How many of those people are mourned? And as I said, we may or may not know very much about this person. The woman's name was Devorah. She'd never been mentioned, at least not by name, previously. But she's described as a woman who was a nurse of Rivka. Much earlier, when Rivka set about to travel to meet her husband Yitzchak, we're told that a nurse accompanied her. We're not given a name. According to a principle which the rabbis often use, which I like to call the theory of conservation of characters, if there was a nurse of Rivka described in one place and a nurse of Rivka described in a second place, we can assume that they are one and the same. Which therefore, this woman who dies, who we don't know that much about, we just now learned a little bit more about. She accompanied Rivka along her travels. But that then creates another problem. Why was she here at this particular time when Yaakov and family are traveling back to Israel? And to answer that, we find one of two suggestions, at least in terms of direction of travel. One possibility is that years ago, Rivka had told Yaakov, run away because your brother wants to kill you. And when your brothers calm down, I'm going to send someone to let you know and bring you back. If that's the case, we can now assume that Esav has calmed down, and Rivka therefore sends someone, and who better to send than this woman who perhaps she trusts more than anyone, Devorah, her nurse. And she sends her to travel to tell Yaakov, it's safe, you can come home now. And then the narrative would be telling us that as Yaakov is coming to Israel, he meets Devorah, who's traveling out of Israel, to tell him it's safe to come back. But again, ironically, Yaakov is already on the way. The second possibility, and that would be that Devorah is traveling together with Yaakov. But of course, then the question is, how and when did she go back? And that may be far more interesting. My teacher, Rabbi Soloveitchik, suggested that Devorah was the one who was one of the students of Avraham, Sarah, who raised Rivka. After all, how did Rivka know to perform those acts of chesed? So he surmises she must have had a teacher. And that teacher would have been one of the people that Avraham and Sarah impacted when they were in Haran. And therefore, when Rivka comes and enters into the tent of Sarah, immediately it seems like the same person is there because she is a student of Sarah once removed, which means Devorah is the student, Devorah educates Rivka, and Rivka now comes and eventually replaces her teacher's teacher. Now, I'd suggest one more step to this. Therefore, Rivka at some point, realizing that Yaakov's going to need to have a wife, sends back her teacher, Devorah, her nurse, the one who, again, a nurse is where the milk flows from, a wet nurse, or in this case, where knowledge flows. She sends her back because she needs to educate another two women. She needs to educate another two people, Rachel and Leah, who would perhaps one day marry Yaakov and Esav, or as we find out, will actually marry Yaakov, which means the source of the wisdom of the monotheism, of the ethics, of Rachel and Leah, which is the same source of that Rivka had, the same teacher, the student of Sarah Imenu, the student of Sarah, travels back and forth. And now when it's time for Yaakov to go back home, Devorah, the elderly woman, this teacher par excellence, the protege of Sarah, is ready to go back home to reunite with her student, with Rivka. Along the way, she passes away. And the rabbis tell us, the same day that she passes away, Rivka has passed away. And maybe it's the other way around. Maybe when Rivka had passed away, Devorah passes away. Now her mission is complete. She's taught generations of students. She is this incredible link in terms of teaching of monotheism. And now she's come back home.